Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Daytime After Dark. And today we have a great guest. First time on Daytime After Dark, by the way. And it is February 23rd, 2021. Okay, I remember the date. That's good. So today we have Kevin Spears, who was great and very well known on Days of Our Life as the Dr. Craig Wesley. And now he's doing his own series on Arwen and Barbara. So let's welcome Kevin.
Hello. How are you today, Nadia?
Hi, Kevin.
I didn't hear the full intro, but I think you said I was doing a new series called After Forever on Amazon Prime. Is that what you said? Because it sounded like
yes.
Another show completely. I wanted to make sure that I heard
yeah.
it correctly.
I'm
How
trying
are you?
To get the buzz for you.
I love it.
Well, I am so glad we finally got you. I've been wanting you for so long.
Thank you for having me.
Before your series came out, because I love your character as Craig, Dr. Craig, on Days of Our Life. Mm. You know, you could be a little evil at times. I loved it. I loved the way Craig and Nancy, you know, Patricia has been on a lot on here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, seeing, you know, really supportive about so, but, you know, I kind of miss you not being on there, and I know you were on there for the last blast, but it was just on the web stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the network.
Yeah. Well, you
yeah,
know, I thank you for enjoying Dr. Craig for all those years. And I had a lot of fun playing Craig Wesley opposite Patrika Darbo as Nancy Wesley. And, of course, our daughter, Chloe, played by Nadia Bjorlund.
Yeah,
and I missed the whole gang.
You guys were one close family. I mean, you know, you guys came in when another family really needed to be on there, and it was perfect. And all the storylines were perfect. Except, you know, when Nancy was trying to take over the hospital and being the
You know what I say about Days Houghton. Of Our Lives now? You know what I say about Days of Our Lives now? I say... Are you there? I dropped the phone. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. We're live. I know, I dropped the phone. I'm sorry about that. No, I was going to say this about Days of Our Lives. I am so grateful for the opportunity to have put on the character and the wardrobe, if you will, and the mindset of Dr. Craig Wesley. But as all things come to an end and then recycle and have new beginnings, I'm very grateful for having had the opportunity to play on the series and now on to new things. And if Days of Our Lives ever calls back, I'd be happy to go on.
See, Days of Our Lives calling back for me. I know.
You want to talk about all the old Craig stuff, but that's 20 years ago. I can't.
Okay. You don't have to say that because I was in high school. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I was almost done with high school, and I skipped every episode, you know. I skipped for Days of Our Life in Zeno Hostel. Fine, I'm outing myself. I don't care. Yes, I did. It was... You know, it was just math and science, so I figured, you know, the stuff was going to be more useful than math and science.
I understand.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate it. I love that you love the show, and I still love all my friends and family on the show, but there's very little to talk about with me on Days of Our Lives now because it's not current. It's not now.
I know. And so how did this Alwyn and Farber TV series get on? How did you start
Amazon?
It? Because I know you're a writer on it, and you got a couple of Emmys. I think that's what I read. I could be wrong.
This is actually perfect because one of the grateful things about Days of Our Lives for me was that in 2014, I had already moved away from Los Angeles and moved to New York, and I was working out at a gym, and I run into this gentleman. He tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Are you Kevin Spiritus? Because if you are, I think I used to write for you on Days of Our Lives." And that turned out to be my future writing partner, collaborator, producing partner, writer on After Forever. We struck up a conversation about wanting to do a story or a show about gay men over 30, and Michael Slade was very, very intrigued by that. And, 6 Emmys later, here we are. But here's what I want to say. For those of you who don't know, we just released a new special drama called After Forever, Riley's Unforgettable School Project. And it unfortunately was the last script that Michael Slade and I wrote together over COVID pandemic, because Michael in December lost his battle to cancer. So,
oh God, I am sorry.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of upside down, life changing, life altering, weird, tragic life imitating art scenarios. So, Michael was an incredible force behind the story, and we wrote about death and losing a partner. And even though it's a gay thematic story, it's a universal theme about loss and how to move on from it. So that's why I don't like to look back too much. I like to stay present and move forward. And so I'm grateful to Days of Our Lives, of course, and other projects that I've done. But this one holds a special dear place in my heart because it was created out of great love and great honesty and people. I believe that people, when they tell the truth or when it's something sacred or even very, very honest about something close to them, that's where you find the art.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I'm still catching up, and because I have so many shows to catch up with. But when I've been doing interviews since COVID started, I have more interviews than ever, which I'm not going to complain about. Only good thing that's happened during COVID for me that, we've been working so steadily on the show, which I love. And, that's the only good thing about losing your writing partner. So with that, after COVID is done, COVID is still unfortunately here. Are you guys gonna do, any
another
more
season?
Seasons?
Well, this is the plan. This is the plan. Season one and season two have been completed, and they are now streaming on Amazon Prime. And when the pandemic came along, we were already going to shoot season three. However, even though it was written, we couldn't do it because the world had shut down. So in order to do anything creatively with the show and with the content, we had to find a way to stay within the COVID rules and restrictions and of how to film and how to do it remotely. So Michael and I and our incredible producer, Allison Van Oor, came up with an idea of how to stay current and how to stay relevant during a pandemic. And the story of Riley's Unforgettable School Project centers around the character of Riley. He's the 11-year-old boy in the series. And he gets a school assignment from his teacher while being homeschooled to do a project about the most unforgettable person he's ever met. So he, in turn, decides to do a project about Jason, who has died in the series. And he enlists all the friends and family to answer three questions about Jason. You know, what they loved most about Jason, what they didn't love about Jason, and their most unforgettable experience or story about Jason. So that's how we did this little special episode. It's sort of a documentary style show that weaves together all these wonderful, emotionally filled stories with family and friends about Jason. And one of the great things about that was is that we could send a camera to each actor's house, a camera, a microphone, a ring light, and a computer. And we had to direct everybody and coach everybody and you know, shift everybody into the right camera space to get the right shot via Zoom. So that's how we did it remotely during the pandemic. Unfortunately, Michael started to get Michael's health continued to fail, and his fight became harder and harder. And at the end of December, on December 27th, he had stopped his treatment, and we lost him just 4 days before we launched this special episode. So that is out there. So those three. However, season three is written, and as soon as we can get the go ahead after COVID, or when the rules and regulations kind of wind down a bit and become less severe, we will jump back into it. And it will complete the three-season trilogy that we had originally set out to do about love, loss, and moving on.
That's great because, I mean, you know, the soaps are back finally. I mean, we lost 4 or 5 months with soaps. I thought I was going to lose my mind. Days of a Life was the only one. Now that, you know, Hollywood has kind of opened the door a little more with projects, couldn't you guys go ahead now, or did you have to wait for, like, some certain amount of time? When you guys
is it a different way? If we were forced at gunpoint to move ahead and move forward with filming the season, we could do it now. However, it's the protocols of what you have to go through. It's the amount of people not allowed on set and the amount of people on set. And the story as it's written, contains groupings of more than three people at times. And when that occurs, you have to have extreme mandates of quarantining and who's on the set and who comes in and out of the set. And because the show is also shot in New York versus L.A., New York is part of the story. New York is part of a character in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to authentically to be able to tell that story honestly, we didn't want to change it up to make it COVID, you know, through the eyes of COVID. So that's why we're waiting. Really, that's really why
we're waiting. I totally get it.
We're not the first
I think it's hard for a lot of productions right now because in Broadway and all that to come back after almost a year into this. And I don't think anyone in America thought we would be in this so long.
I don't think anybody in the world thought we would be in this long. And sadly, I must interject, Yes, it is a tragedy that the entertainment world, Broadway, filming, television, mm-hmm. we have all been shut down. And but the entire world is sadly suffering, and the amount
exactly.
of loss that we're going, the amount of loss that we're all going through is where my head is at. And I'm grateful that we're finding a cure, we're finding a vaccine. But the truth be told, the thing that has, I think, assisted with this extraordinary cloak of low-grade depression and sadness that has fell over us is entertainment, and the fact that entertainment is shut down. So anything that was already in the hopper, that's good. So you can go back and you can binge shows you never saw. You can go back and you can binge seasons one and seasons two of After Forever or Giants or anything else digital, you know. So my heart, of course, goes out to the sadness that we're all experiencing. And I pray that everyone who's listening is feeling safe and taking precaution and being caring and kind and loving to themselves and to each other.
Well, yeah, and what I find so beautiful about web series that is on Amazon that is so nice having those, because you can just put them on whenever you want and you can just binge watch the whole series. Oh,
yeah.
You can pause it and then pick
yes,
it up.
Yes.
That's what.
Well, and also
I love
our theory,
about,
After Forever. I was going to say, After Forever is short form. Remember, everybody, After Forever is a short form digital series. So each episode is about 10 to 11 minutes, and there's only 8 episodes per season. You can binge watch the entire season in an hour and a half.
Well, yeah, and I think that's one of the good things about these web series, because, I mean, you can actually find the time to watch it, and it's not like the normal soaps, which would be like an hour. So I think the web series are giving people a boost to binge-watch a lot more than they ever thought they would. And I think Amazon made the right move to come on with these web series because, didn't know that COVID was going to hit, but after COVID hit, I think Amazon made the right move picking up a lot of these web series because people were getting bored. And
I know.
Needed something else to watch. And, I cannot wait for the next season to come out because, you know, I just find this an incredible show.
Thank you.
Writing on it. You know, the writing in itself is so good. And I just think that even if you're not a gay man, people need to see new things that we never really written about. And really, if you think about it, besides Will and Grace, there hasn't been a series.
Yeah.
gay guys. I mean, if you want to come down to it, you guys love groundbreaking this because it should have been groundbreaking 20 years ago. But okay, fine, I won't say that. But yeah, it should have.
Well, I think the thing that Michael Slade and I really, really strived to do was to tell an honest portrayal of stories that happened to both myself and to himself. And by doing so, we created this group of characters and these group of people who were honest living people. It's a love story about two men. So it may be a gay thematic love story, but it is about loss and it's a universal theme. And nobody is going to get through this life without experiencing loss. And for anyone to step aside and go, well, that's not a story for me because it has two men in it, that you're cutting yourself out of it. You're really going to find that it's about how we move through loss and how we are all the same.
Exactly. And I just commend you guys because I think
Thank you.
It was about time that it happened. And, yeah, I should let my host and my co-host on, even though I could talk to you for the whole hour. But, see, I made a deal with myself to be not selfish with myself until after COVID. So once COVID is over, yes, I'm going to be so selfish with the guests. But until COVID gets, you know, okay, it's just, but I wanted to tell you, but since crazy, I was dreaming when I kept having the same dream. And it was, I had COVID, but I haven't.
Oh.
But it was all that TV soap doctors that were taking care of me. And you, I had Zach Martin from AMC, played by Zayali Peck. I had Mike Houghton taking care of, like, all the doctors in my dream from the soaps were taking care of me. And I
was wow,
thinking,
you are a soap
yeah.
doctor fanatic.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, you know, saying to you guys, okay, are you willing? So you guys know what you're doing. So you guys really, you know, only do this on the show. And you guys all kept telling me, okay, we read enough medical books to know what to do with you. And then suddenly I end up in a coma. I don't know who put me there. And I woke up and I'm like, oh, no. Okay. So, yeah, it was just like people have been telling me since COVID started, they have been having COVID-like dreams. And I'm like, no, people, no. Your dreams, my dreams are so different because I end up with every soap doctor from every soap. And then I end up in a coma. And I'm thinking about writing that because I think it's sort of funny because I'm like, I end up in a coma. And so I try and go back to the dream to see where, you know, I go, and I just end up back, you know, at the same place. So I don't know. I just want to figure out if I ever wake up from the coma, that's why staying home right now is a good idea, because ever since I keep having that dream, I'm like, okay, I'm staying home. I'm not going anywhere. So, yeah, it's like crazy, but it's also...
Well, I'm glad you're okay in real life. I'm glad you're okay in real life. That's the most important thing.
Yes, and I know you didn't want to talk about any other show, but I just have to say you were great on Friends. I just
oh, thank
have
you.
To say
thank
that.
You.
I know
that
you didn't want to talk about any other show.
No.
And I don't want you to pee off. People would get mad at me, but you were great
Nadia. I'm not at all upset. There's nothing new about it to move it forward, and I'm glad that it shows in reruns. I love doing Friends, and I love doing Days of Our Lives. But right now, I'm just trying to remain as calm as I can about the loss of my dear friend Michael Slade, and that's kind of where
we stand. Oh, and by the way, this is Coley, not Nadia, but Nadia is coming on right now because she's the second host. And
okay.
Nadia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Nadia.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good.
Perfect. So thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I have a question for you. You earned the award GLAAD for After Forever. Can you explain to us a little bit more about how you received the reward?
Yes, thanks for asking. I have to admit it's something that in the community of not only entertainment but in the world of gay and lesbian rights and gay and lesbian against defamation. There's this honor very prestigious honor called the GLAAD Award. And the GLAAD Media Awards every year select projects, storylines, people, songs, leaders, anybody who has fought hard to change the face and create a more loving and honest view or story or song or whatever their side of life may be, and they're honored. So this year, the GLAAD Media Awards did not have a section for digital dramas, but they have been big fans of the series for many, many years, and they created a special recognition award. So it came 4 or 5 days just after Michael had passed away. So I was really, really, I was bittersweet about the whole thing. I know up in heaven or wherever Michael may be, he's
mm-hmm.
smiling and
exactly.
he's very glad. He's very glad for the GLAAD
yep.
award. And I accept it on behalf of both of us and the work and the love we put into this series.
That's excellent.
Thank you.
Yes, that really. And he must be really happy, Michael, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, Michael's focus, as well as mine, we never set out to do this show to, you know, in the attempt to win awards or to you know.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, we really sat down to write a story that was honest to both of us and where I could play a real character and he could write these characters. And the fact that it snowballed into this 6-time Emmy Award winning series and recognized and given awards all over the world in film festivals, and the letters that we get. As I was saying earlier, it's about, you know, it's a universal show about love and loss. And we received that one of the favorite emails that we received was from this young man who wrote to us and said, I caught your show. I didn't know what I was going to watch, but now after watching it, I think I can understand more how my dad must feel after he's lost my mom. And that to me and that to Michael was just, that's why we create art, so you can touch people and hopefully heal people through your healing in the project itself.
Right. Well, it's a very good award to have. Like, at least you guys, you know, received an award, and I think the series is excellent. I have to rewatch it again, but I thought it was excellent. You guys did such a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much. We love it. It's the most proud I am of any other project I've ever done so far.
So I have another question for you, one more.
Mm-hmm.
So of all the shows that you've done, mm-hmm. do you have a favorite? Like, what was your favorite?
Well, I mean, I come from the stage. I've done film and TV. My very favorite theatrical experience was when I was 18 years old, I dropped out of a semester of college and went to New York, and I wanted to sing and dance on Broadway. And I knocked on the stage door at the Schubert Theater where A Chorus Line was playing, and I heard that they had a closed call coming up. And I was not equity, but I knocked on the door and I said, if you think I might be right for any of the roles, please, I'd love to come in and audition. And they called me, and that whole moving to New York and getting cast in A Chorus Line was a total of 3 months. So I was in New York for those 3 months. I got my first job on Broadway, and I took it on tour, and I came out to L.A., and I broke into film and TV. But I loved A Chorus Line. I loved it for what it meant about, again, honesty and truth and the storytelling about an artist was – it was so pivotal at that point in my life, and it was such a such an incredible show to be part of, because everybody's heart and soul went into that, to that story, even when they were not the originators of the roles. It was seminal, really seminal. And then I've had some really great fun times on set, but my favorite so far, not to be biased, but I'm so proud of After Forever. I'm so absolutely thrilled about what hard work, preparation, and the crossing point between hard work and preparation, and that meets, you know, in the center, and that's where Michael and I had the universal crossing point of we were supposed to meet. We were supposed to create this little story of love, really. And it's very proud of it. Very, very proud of it.
Awesome. Well, that's so great. I'm so happy that you're glad about After Forever, because it is a really good series. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And as far as, I just want to let you know, as far as Days of Our Lives, I've been watching Days of Our Lives since I was a kid.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I absolutely love Days of Our Lives. I, by the way, just before the call, I was watching it because it's 1 o'clock over here in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
I'm sorry to say that I have not watched the show since I left. I did get to see a lot of my friends when I went back there to do the Last Blast reunion.
The reunion, that was great.
Yeah. But I have to say, the stories are the same. They just recycle the story. So I'm sure I could turn it on, and I'm sure I'd see Marlena and Sammy and Chloe Missy Matt Ashford's character. I'm losing them all. See, it's been too long.
It's been a long time.
But I'm sure they're all going through it, and they're giving their heart throughout all of it, so it's all good.
Of course. Yes. Well, it was so great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're welcome back anytime. Anytime.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And Nadia, I'm going to bring on David. So I will put you on hold. Hey, David.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good. How you, David?
I'm doing good down here in Florida. It's kind of cool right now. Turns out. So I'm doing good. Going crazy with the COVID thing home. Watching movies.
Everybody is.
Watch TV.
Everybody is.
Okay, I'm a big fan of yours. I mean, I've been watching Days for like over 35 years, since I was 17 years old, I guess. Yeah, 35. And
that's a long time.
Yes, regular numbers episode. And you and Nancy were my favorite cast actors. What's like a particular number? What you like?
I'm sorry. Say it again, because you went off for a second.
What was it like to work with Nancy?
What was it like to work with Nancy? Patricia Darbo? We had a great time. Great time. She was a lot of fun.
Yeah, never. She's a great worker in the mines. She's been on the show quite a few times. Also, you were in my favorite movie, Friday the 13th, Part 7.
The New Blood. Thank you. That's another one of my favorites too. I had a great time playing that role. I keep in touch with Lar Park Lincoln, who played Tina, and working with John Beekler was a great, great fun thing. Wonderful, wonderful highlight.
Yeah, that was Kane Hodder, the first movie.
Kane Hodder.
You played Jason.
Yeah.
Kid. I mean, you ever age a bit, you still look the same.
You're very kind.
We used it the same. I see your picture and we did the same.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And do you have a favorite movie would you like to watch over and over again? What kind would you like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like there's a couple of different movies I like. I love Field of Dreams with
the
Kevin
movie.
Costner. I love Singing in the Rain. And I think that The Matrix is also an incredible movie that I've really been in.
Yes.
You know, I will go back to over and over. But I will also say I've just recently you're gonna think I'm crazy, but I've just recently discovered on Hulu there is a new one man show called In and of Itself. In and of Itself, and it's by Derek DeLaGuardia, and it is a story about illusion and the way we label and name things and believe them because that's what we've been told to believe them as, and it's about extraordinary spiritual soul-searching questions, and I've watched it 4 times in the last 5-6 days, so that's my new favorite.
Oh, wow.
Over and over. In and of Itself. I highly recommend everyone find it on Hulu. You'll be grateful you watched it.
Will do. Well, I'm a big horror fan. I have all Jason's, like 1-10 or how you been. I'm a big horror fan. And Alfred Hitchcock.
Wonderful.
I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan, too. I think movies. But horror movies, I love horror movies. I pretty much them all day. Yeah, over and over again. So,
I love it.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for coming on and appreciate talking
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for having
I'm
me.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you very
you
much.
To come
you
back.
My friend.
Okay, David, I'm going to bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Bobby. Hi.
Hey. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm good.
Great. I thought of a great idea when, if you want to make Jason's question, if you can get Patrika, who is recurring on Studio City right now, and instead of having her go to the younger wrestlers to help for her character,
Bobby, hello. It's hard to hear you. I'm having trouble hearing you.
I'm on Bluetooth.
It sounds like you're breaking up. Yeah, it sounds like you're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up, buddy.
Hold on for a minute. Let me switch this off to regular. Okay, hold on for a minute.
I hate to say this. I have a little pet
hello?
Emergency that's happening. Hello,
okay,
I can
I'm
hear
back.
You. Let's get this question in because I've got my cats having an issue out here I need to take care of. Okay. Hi.
Okay. All right. Very quickly, I just wanted to say I think it would be great to just see Nancy and see your
Craig.
Character and particularly and Nancy and Craig back now that Chloe is back.
Well, if
I know it'd be hard to get Patrika because.
If they call us back, we will go. I can tell you right now, if they call us back, we'll be happy to go. It would be so fun.
Yeah, because I know that with Patrice's schedule, with Studio City and the possibility of her being called to Y&R in event that there is a Shirley-Sally storyline going on over there, it's going to be impossible to get Patrice at this time.
I have no idea. I leave that up to the fates.
Yeah. But
I'm glad you're a fan. Thank you.
But just make sure. Well, I just started watching when Nadia joined the show with the team movement, team cast, only because Kirsten Storms was on there, and I just saw her in a Disney movie before that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but I just thought about. But you're doing great, and I just
thought
I would just give you a call to just tell you how great you are, and enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too, Bobby. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
All right.
Okay, Bobby, I'm gonna put you on hold, and let Nadia and I say goodbye, Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
And please let us know when the new season comes out, and we will have you back on.
I would love that. Until then, first of all, anyone who hasn't seen the show, or even if you have seen After Forever on Amazon Prime, go watch the show. Give it a great review. Give us great stars. It keeps us in the queue and the algorithm, so people all over the country and the world get to see it. And most importantly, thank you all for having me. Please, to everyone listening, stay safe, stay kind, take care of yourselves and each other. God bless you.
Okay, we will.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Day.
Thanks, ladies. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So that was a good interview. Let me see. David, can you hear us?
I hear
David,
you.
David, Bobby, I bought
David?
Both of you on. Can you
hear
us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well,
I'm here.
I enjoyed that interview. That interview went well. I need to remember to say my name twice. That's fine. So we are not going to have a long show today because we are back here tonight at 5 with my guy, Juan Mesu.
Melendez.
Melendez.
Oh, okay. Well, he knows I always mess up his name and he doesn't care. He loves me anyway.
Please don't.
So there. So we are back tonight at 5, and then tomorrow, you guys, we are back at 11 with Leslie Fullerton, correct, Nadia?
Yes.
Yep, and then we will be back at 2 with my guy, one of my favorites. James Winters is coming on.
Is that
2 o'clock my time, 5 was East Coast time for James, 11 my time, 2 o'clock East Coast for Leslie. And then Friday we have someone, Chris, coming on at 5 p.m. West Coast time. And Andrea Evans. Coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yes, yep. And that's how we are going to have the week. And then we will talk more about other guests coming up. We have so many guests. I'm just grateful. And I'm glad, Nadia, that we upgraded. I'm really glad we did when we did. Because it helps us having the 2 of the day. And we don't have to make people wait. So
exactly.
I think that was a very good idea. And I just want to say again before we go, I didn't want the H last night. I fell asleep. But I just want to say, Carly, I still love how she saw Valentine. You know what? If I was Carly, I would have slapped him like 5 times. But, you know what?
Yeah, I have to watch GH tonight.
But the rewind button is the best invention ever because I was rewinding that thing like 5-6 times. Like, I loved it. You know, when he's like, oh, you will be back in Zach's, but now my son is dead. And if I were Carly, I would have said, you son of a bitch, slap him and kick him in the balls. You know, I would just slap him, slap in the face. I would kick him. Well, it counts. I will never like Valentine. Okay, the only reason I'm putting up with Zach is because, okay, him and Nina are good together. And you know what? Neil is not Nina's daughter. You know what? When it comes out that Willow is, I hope Nina grabbed at Carly and apologized. Because you know what? Neil was a psycho. Neil was a psycho. Coming after my girl for 3 years with the help of Ava Duron. But people want to forget about that. And then people want to forget that Nina's not all Miss Innocent either. She tried to take Avery when Ava was delivering Avery. But let everyone forget that. That's just tackle on every city thing Carly does. Bullshit. I'm sorry, when my girl gets crapped on, when other characters have done worse, you know, Carly never put mixed medicines and kill someone. Okay? So don't even try anyone to my face. Oh, on Twitter, tell me that Ava and Nina are perfect because they aren't. At least Carly owns her set. Those two doesn't. So that's my little rant for the day. And before we go, I just want to send our prayers out to Nicholas Benson, who plays Spencer. His older sister, Nicole, has COVID. And let's just send our prayers out to her. I felt so bad when I read that. And TK was in a bike accident, and TK rebuilt, and he's doing much better. And also, our thoughts go out to Tony Bennett for the Alzheimer's. You know, I never thought that would happen to him. He's like one of the greatest singers of all time, and Maggie loves him. So, yes. So we will be back on at 5:05 today, you guys, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon, and we will be back on at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. West Coast time.
No, 8 p.m.
Right. Back to you, everything, then. Okay.
All righty.
Bye.
All right,
everyone,
see you then.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Take me off mute this time.